Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Colorado, but I went to school in Texas, in a little town called Brownwood.
When did you first start shooting?
Competitively or shooting period?
Shooting period, then competitively.
Okay, 6 years old is when I really started shooting, going out hunting with my dad. Competitively, I was 8.
Alright, did you just catch right on to it? Did you just...
I was sub-junior champion for 3 years, intermediate junior champion for 2, and I set an intermediate national record my last year as an intermediate, and then I was junior champion in Texas until I graduated from college, or graduated from high school.
Right. So you had a rifle team in high school?
No. My dad was my coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just did it independently, like an independent...
Well, my dad started a club.
Oh, okay. So in high school, did you do anything else, any other sports?
No, not really. I was vice president of the band.
Okay. What brought you to MKC?
Coach, I was looking for a school that would give me a rifle scholarship, and Coach, well, Mike Hornbeck, right, was one of the... ones that I contacted, and he offered me a scholarship, and I took it.
What's the attraction to shooting? What is it for you? What drives you?
It's very goal-oriented. I mean, real goal-oriented. But see, there's some major features about shooting that you won't find in any other sport. Like, for one, the competition is real heavy, but after shooting's over, after the actual competition's over, all the shooters will get together and like, if I see a guy doing something that may hurt him, I'll walk over and say, hey, look, I saw you doing this, maybe you can work on this.
Right.
I've been to a national championship once where a guy actually flew there and didn't have his bolt. And so another shooter let him borrow his bolt. It's no big deal.
Right.
We all try to help each other out as much as possible. Another thing is that, yes, you shoot as an individual, but the team effort is really big, too. I mean, yes, each one of us shoots our own targets, and in that sense, we're not dependent on each other, but the whole team tries to work together to improve our scores.
Great. How long have you been on the team?
Here?
Yeah.
This is my second year.
Okay, and you're a sophomore?
No, I'm a senior.
You're a senior? Okay. So you started your sophomore year?
Yeah. Well, here, I was a junior when I walked onto this campus.
Where'd you go before?
Texas Tech University.
For how many? 2 years?
2 years.
So what brought you to the, what brought on the move here?
The Texas Tech, I was the rifle team. I was the only person doing it.
Oh.
And it got to the point where I needed a coach, I needed teammates. So I started looking to other colleges.
Great. Great. What would have been some of your best scores, say this year, last year, throughout your shooting career?
In a match? In a match.
Well, unless you've had an outstanding practice that's not worth it.
In a match, my highest score has been a 567.
Out of?
600. And practice, my high score has been a 578.
What's been your best moment out of your whole rifle career? What's one thing that comes right up and you just remember?
The first time I was invited to go to the Junior Olympic Championships.
How'd you do there?
I placed 18th. Out of 250.
How old were
you? I was 17.
What are some of your stronger points of shooting?
Probably my concentration.
Which is the cornerstone of any rifler.
Right.
Basically.
Shooting is 90% mental and 10% physical. It's the only sport that you can win a gold medal in the Olympics for being the stillest one there.
Wow. What's been your one of the weirdest events or weirdest things you've ever been through in your life?
When I was at Fayetteville, Arkansas, for the National Air Rifle Championships 1 year, all of us shooters, we had just gotten off the range. We'd spent about 8 hours on the rifle range, which is really grueling. And about 20 of us herded into this room, this girl's room, and we were all in there, and we were all playing around, and we were going around the room. We were from all parts of a different country. Like, one guy said he was from New Jersey, so we turned off the lights to see if he'd glow. And then we got into this, if it was rude or crude.
Yeah.
And the way you found out is you threw a pair of underwear against the wall. If it stuck, it was crude.
Yeah.
If it was rude, it'd fall off. But see, that's the way shooting is.
Yeah.
I mean, once the competition's over, everybody's your friend. Well, even during the competition. I mean, it's not... It's one of the few sports where you're not, you know, bearing down, trying to pump yourself up to kill the other opponent,
right.
You know. It's not like that. It's where you're all in a big group.
Right. What do you enjoy most about being a rifle?
I get to travel. I get to... talk to other shooters, you know, that have the same interests as I do,
right.
Pretty much. Rifle shooting has opened up a whole slew of opportunities for me, like training at the Olympic Training Center, going to Fort Benning, Georgia, or, you know, Fayetteville, Arkansas, you know. You go all over the nation in competitions.
I read in the preview article that you have a chance to be an All-American.
Yes,
I do. Explain that.
Well, what happens is they take the scores at the collegiate sectionals from all over the nation, and they decide a cutoff point. And anybody who makes the cut gets to go to the national championships. This year, they're at Annapolis, Maryland, at the Naval Academy. And if I make that cut, then I get to go and have a chance to be an All-American.
What would be your score you'd have to get? Is there a certain cutoff that you know?
Usually it's around 570.
And your highest score is 567, so you just have to be...
Just a few more points.
A few more points and you're there.
Like last year, well see, last year was a little bit lower.
Right.
See, I missed it by 1 point last year.
Wow.
And that was a bummer, but I'll make it this year. That's no big deal for you.
So this is nationwide?
Yes.
Nationwide, every school in the nation. How diverse is rifling? How many rifling programs are there across the country? I mean, does every big school have it? And then basically the Division I or NAIA, what's the cutoff there?
Not necessarily. Rifle shooting is one of those sports that not every school has, but many do. Usually, if a school does have a rifle team, sometimes it's affiliated with an ROTC unit. That's how a lot of them get started. But see, then you've got places like UMKC,
yeah.
And you've got places like Fairbanks, Alaska, mm-hmm. West Virginia, Tennessee Tech. Most major schools in Texas have one. It's one of those things that people just really don't know about. Because, I mean, you look around campus, you know, a lot of people, they like to see my sweatshirt and say, hey, you know, what's that mean?
You know, they didn't even know.
They didn't know we had one.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it's not a very, quote, glamorous sport.
Right.
Because it's very boring to watch.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we just stand there.
Unless you had an afternoon with, you know, yeah. Jimmy Swaggart up there doing it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there is a part of the sport that's really exciting. It's called an Olympic shoot-off.
Right.
And an Olympic shoot-off, what happens, not every match has one.
Right.
But in an Olympic shoot-off, they take the top 10 shooters and you shoot the hardest position, which is standing. And what you do is you shoot one shot and then they announce it to the crowd. They either cheer you or they boo you. And they go all the way down the line. And then they start... And you do every shot that way.
Wow.
You do 10 shots that way.
And messes up that 90% millimeter.
Yeah. And that's what it's.
Yeah. Doing. Yeah.
And if your concentration's good, it won't bother you.
Right.
and those are fun. Yeah. It's a part of the competition, but that's the fun part, the spectator part.
Great. You got any goals this season besides being on that?
I hope to be able to go to the national championships out in Los Angeles this summer. I got an invitation last summer but didn't go. And what the LA, what they do from LA is that's where the development team is chosen. And from the development team is chosen the Olympic team.
Right. So you have a chance being Olympic?
I'm going to do my damnedest.
Good. Out for the future?
Well, this summer I'll probably be a rifle director out at the Boy Scout camp that I work at every summer.
As far as down the line, do you want this to, you want to get, as far as your career is concerned, what do you want to get into?
As far as my shooting career?
Shooting and just professional career. If shooting is in that, then...
Yeah, well, I'd like to get to the Olympics. That's my major goal. I mean, that's my long-term major goal that I've had since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my career goes, I want to be a software engineer. You know, go along with computer science. Other than that, I really like to work closely with, after my competition days are over, I'd like to coach at the Olympic Training Center.
Anything else you want to add? I basically got everything.
I couldn't do it without coaching my teammates right away. I found that out in
test. So Coach Hollenbeck's definitely fantastic.
Oh, yes. He's a great coach. He'll do anything for us.
Good.